SoCal's number one for new country, K-Frog, with Luke Combs, who is set to become a member of the Grand Ole Opry in just a couple weeks. Now, if you're a hardcore Luke Combs fan, you know his song, Can I Get an Outlaw? On the phone with me is one of the writers on that song, Josh Phillips. How are you, Josh?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. Thank you so much for chatting with me tonight. Like Luke Combs, you're from North Carolina. How did you get hooked up with him?
Luke and I were actually kind of doing the same thing, just in different areas. I was going to school in Greenville, North Carolina at the time. And Luke was going to school in Boone, at Appalachian State. And I had put a band together and was just kind of playing around at these little bars. And I got a message one day on Twitter from Luke. And he said, hey, man, we should write some songs and get up and get together and play some shows together. So it started there. I would go to Boone for, you know, maybe 1 week out of every month and play two or three shows with him, make a little money. And he would come down and do some stuff with me as well and write some songs. And then he put together a band, and he came and opened up for me. That was his first band show ever, and then I think the rest is history. He just kind of blew up and put out great songs, and I'm so proud of him.
So in a way, you're kind of responsible for Luke Combs' entire career. Do you find that dropping his name opens a lot of doors?
Well, I try not to drop his name. I think now it's just kind of common knowledge, I guess. We're from the same area, and it's just gotten around. I think it may open doors. I think it did initially and stuff like that. I think the way he and I have always been is we want to help the folks that we love and we enjoy their music, and he's helped me a lot. I can't thank him enough for being the guy that he is and the things he's done for me.
You have a lot of tattoos. I recently read that another buddy of yours, Brantley Gilbert, kind of gets freaked out when people get tattoos of his face. Do you know if anyone has gotten a tattoo of your face yet?
I hope not. but I've had a few signatures and stuff like that, but I don't think anybody's tattooed my face on them yet.
What's the strangest thing you've been asked to autograph?
I'm trying to think. We've had some weird ones. probably a female body part.
Awkward.
If that makes sense. Yeah. Very awkward. I did have a guy and a husband and wife ask me to sign their child, which is really interesting. But
did you do it?
I did. It, in my mind, I'm like, why do you want me to sign your child? You know, but hey, we did it.
I'm speaking with Josh Phillips. Your current single is In a Bar Somewhere. Tell us about that song, please.
In a Bar Somewhere is a really cool song. I think it was one of the first songs that Randy Montana and Eric Dunn and myself sat down and wrote together. And I just gotten back from the beach, and I believe it was Eric had this idea. It was same being a different bar, and it was basically just kind of about this guy that's running from a breakup, and you know, he's just going to different bars, but he's still drinking the same beer and kind of having the same memories. And that kind of evolved into In a Bar Somewhere, just about this guy and this girl that have split up, and it's a cordial split up, but he still misses her. He wishes her well, but he still misses her every time he drinks, and he just hopes that she thinks about him as well.
With the 4th of July being tomorrow, do you have plans, or are you doing a show?
I'm not doing a show. I'm actually on the road with Lee Bryce the 5th and 6th. So the 4th, I'm going to be home. I'm going to try to find the largest body of water I can get in and just spend it on the lake or the river.
Is that like a tradition for you?
Sort of, yeah. I grew up in the country, so it was my first swimming pool was a half-acre pond in our backyard.
Oh, nice.
Just growing up around rivers and lakes and stuff like that. Every time we get some time off, we try to go out there and swim a little bit and just enjoy the summertime.
This is Josh Phillips. He's playing the Orange County Fair on Sunday, July 14th, opening for Justin Moore. Josh, Justin's kind of a short guy, and you seem pretty tall. Do you, like, tower over him?
Oh, man. I mean, I'm a little bit taller than Justin. I'm 6'4", so it's a little bit of a difference. Justin's...
To put it mildly. What's the best fried food you've experienced at a fair?
So, at the North Carolina Fair, no, it was the West Virginia Fair, they had deep-fried double-stuffed Oreos.
That sounds amazing.
And it was pretty incredible. I'm trying not to eat too many of them, but once fair season, you may find me with a deep-fried double-stuffed Oreo in my hand.
What should we expect from your show at the OC Fair?
Expect us to bring some new songs that haven't been released yet. Also, you know, play some songs from the Lee County EP as well as In a Bar Somewhere, the new single. And just high energy and beer drinking and rednecks. We're going to have a good time.
Josh Phillips, thank you so much for chatting with me tonight. We'll see you on Sunday, July 14th at the Pacific Amphitheater in Costa Mesa with Justin Moore. This is SoCal's number one for new country, K-Frog.
Thank you so much. We look forward to it.